time for the sports straight from the streets. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at SuperKenReal or at ParShow. Hey, RG3, another slow start for the Washington Redskins. Fell down 14-0 before they finally turned it on. We've actually witnessed this all every week of the NFL so far. Mm-hmm. Redskins falling behind, turning it on in the second half. Well, this time, I don't know if it was the defense that held them down or it was the fact that Matt Flynn was just that awful. So we'll see seven we'll sacks for the defense. And, of course, RG3 played a pretty good game. We even saw flashes of the original guy.
Were you concerned in the first part of the game?
Not at all.
And we got the defense stepped up, pick six, Emerson.
Yeah,
and
so
listen, I don't know why you bragging.
The Raiders just lost.
You barely won.
Well, we actually scored 24 straight points to win the game.
Took you long
by
enough.
10. But it's cool. The blowout of the day was in Denver. Four more TDs for Peyton Manning, 52-20 over the Eagles, improving to 4-0. Michael Vick passed for 248 and rushed for another 41 in the loss. The shocker of the day, the Browns over the Bengals by 11. Two TDs for Hoyer. Dalton was driving late, but he threw that pick with about three and some change to play. Wow, what a letdown after beating Green Bay last week for Cincinnati to lose to the Browns.
Hoyer looking like a beast.
Yeah, he's looking real good. Seemed like a smart decision made by management in Cleveland. The comeback of the day was in Houston. Seahawks came from 17 down to beat the Texans in OT. Mad sharp. My goodness. The man needs to know how to kill a clock.
Throw it away.
How to manage a game. I mean, that was terrible. Houston, I don't know what's going on. We really thought those dudes would be fighting for the AFC title this year. They need to turn it around quick. Field day for the Naptown Colts in Jacksonville. Just smashed them. 34 points. Just smashed them out. That's really what we thought would happen. Jacksonville has to be the worst team in the league, falling down to 0-4. I mean, that's just real talk right there. Oh, a bad call on T-Sizzle? I don't think so. Baltimore Ravens driving late on the Buffalo Bills. They had an amazing comeback working because they were getting smashed in that game. But, of course, T-Sizzle made a bad decision on E.J. Manuel with that roughhouse playing, and there's just no spot in the sport for that. And that cost his team the game. Sorry, buddy. Better luck next time. He did try to argue his case, but, I mean, it was nothing to talk about. It was just terrible. Speaking of terrible, the Chiefs by 24 points over the Giants. New York now 0-4. Chiefs improving to 4-0. And another game that, of course, I called the Chargers. They were able to take out the Cowboys, beat them by 9. I see you wearing your sweatshirt today.
Yeah, I'm a Cowboy fan forever. Had a loss.
No, that's a good thing.
That's about time.
Washington coming out of the bye week, and you guys have the Broncos next week. It sounds like it'll be a fight for the division in 2 weeks.
Can I just say, I'm so glad the Redskins finally had a win. Yeah.
One game out of first place. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. So are we.
Tonight, Miami and the Big Body Bands to face the Saints. In Major League Baseball, Reds facing the Pirates again to try to advance the division series. Rangers will host the Rays for that tiebreaker. College football, 3-2. Not a great start. Not at USC. Lane Kiffin fired. Black Sports Online is reporting that he may have to give back that $500,000 used to buy that mansion. Trying to figure out, how did this dude get any job?
I don't know.
Shouldn't have the Raiders job. He shouldn't have any job. Maybe because of his father. I don't know. That was just terrible. Lamar Odom still upset with his daddy for the comments he made about the Kardashians. Freddie reported today that Chloe cut Lamar back. Well, Lamar cut his dad back. Where it is that he stopped paying the 3 stacks a month for his rent after he made the crack comment, tried to kick it like the Kardashians were responsible.
Why you said a crack comment? What do you mean by the crack comment?
He was trying to say that the Kardashians were responsible for his downfall, and you know, that's that.
I don't like you say, why was it a crack comment? We all know what the man issues has been.
I mean, well, that's what it was. The Toronto Star is reporting that Drake has been named as a consultant for the Toronto Raptors.
How is that to do what?
I don't know. What do you know about NBA?
You know what? He could probably do cheerleaders.